Beneath the headlines, behind the timelines, there is a story no one wants you to find. Welcome to Some Unapproved Thinking, where forgotten truths, buried patterns, and invisible systems rise to the surface. You weren't crazy. You were just early. Let's begin.
You know, when we think about the Great Wall of China, we often picture this monumental structure stretching across the landscape, a symbol of strength and endurance. But what if I told you that it might have a darker origin? You've been taught the Great Wall of China was built to keep invaders out, to stop Genghis Khan, to hold back the Mongol invasions that threatened to swallow the empire whole. That's not what the declassified documents say. And once you understand what was actually underneath it, you'll never look at that structure the same way again. Here's the official history. Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor, unified the early wall sections around 221 BC. Later, during the Ming Dynasty, General Qi Jiguang oversaw the construction of over 1,200 watchtowers and beacon towers between 1567 and 1570, reinforcing thousands of miles of rammed earth and stone from Shanheguan Pass in the east to the western frontier. That's what the textbooks say. That's the version that made the Great Wall a UNESCO World Heritage Site. But the construction record doesn't add up, not when you look at the depths. In 1952, a Soviet geological survey team working near the Ming Dynasty section of the wall discovered something that shouldn't exist at that depth. Not artifacts, not fossils. Bone fragments. Massive ones. Arranged in geometric patterns beneath the foundation stones. Then, not surprisingly, the survey was immediately halted. The workers were reassigned, and the findings were locked inside the KGB archives for 70 years, until a historian named Dr. Elena Volkova gained access in 2022 and began asking questions no one was supposed to ask. Here's what most people don't understand about the Great Wall. Its depth. The visible structure above ground is what everyone photographs, sure. But the archaeological cross-sections reveal something different entirely. The wall extends down, sometimes 20 feet, sometimes deeper. And it's not built downward for structural integrity. No, that's just what the official records claim. It's built downward because something had to be contained. The wall doesn't just run east to west. It follows geological fault lines, specifically areas with high seismic activity and unusual subsurface electromagnetic readings. These aren't random placements. Chinese imperial engineers mapped the wall's route using principles of geomancy, what we today call feng shui. And this wasn't just about spiritual harmony. Historians have actually called the Great Wall the largest feng shui architecture in China. It was about understanding underground structures. It was about recognizing where the ground itself was unstable, where things moved beneath. In 1909, a British military attaché named Colonel Edmund Ashford filed a report that was declassified only in 2018. He'd been stationed near a collapsed section of the wall during repairs. The collapse revealed what he described as a network of passages, some wider than a man is tall, descending into darkness with no visible floor. The report continues. Chinese officials sealed the passage within hours. When questioned, they refused to acknowledge its existence. A week later, Ashford was transferred out of China entirely. Ugh. You're starting to see the pattern now. In 1973, during excavations near the battling section, the most visited part of the wall today, workers uncovered what archaeologists initially classified as calcium deposits. The official explanation: mineral runoff from underground springs. But the composition was wrong. The structure was too organized, too deliberate. In leaked field notes from the lead archaeologist, Dr. Liu Chen, he wrote, "The formations are not natural. They suggest biological origin. We have been instructed to reclassify these findings as geological anomalies and cease investigation." The Chinese government has never released those notes officially. Liu Chen died in 1989. Natural causes. is how the death certificate read. But here's where the biological horror angle crystallizes. These formations, the ones Lu Chen documented, they weren't just bone, nope. Analysis of fragments that made it to the West in 1995 through a defected Chinese scientist named Dr. Wei Huang revealed something the official scientific community buried immediately. The cellular structure was hybrid. Part calcified organic matter, part silicon-based crystalline formation, as if something had lived partially in a mineral state. As if something had evolved to exist in both worlds above and below, Dr. Huang published a single paper in an obscure Swiss journal before his funding disappeared and his research was discredited publicly. In that paper, he proposed a theory that sounds impossible until you consider all the evidence together. The wall wasn't built to keep something out. It was built to keep something in, something that existed in the subsurface ecosystem, something that had begun migrating upward. The wall's construction timeline supports this. It wasn't built all at once. It was built in phases, from Qinshi Huang's original rammed earth sections to General Qi Jiguang's Ming Dynasty reinforcements with their beacon towers and watchtowers. Each expansion happened after reports of what the Chinese called earth movements or ground tremors, accompanied by strange sounds. After each reported incident, the wall was extended deeper, reinforced at greater depths. After each incident, entire villages in affected areas were relocated, officially for resource development, but actually because something had surfaced. In 1626, during the Ming Dynasty, Chinese officials documented what they called the breaking of the seal. A section of the wall near present-day Tianjin experienced catastrophic failure. That same year, May 16, 1626 to be precise, Beijing was struck by what history records as the Wanggongchang explosion, also called the Great Tianqi explosion. 20,000 people killed. A mushroom cloud visible for miles. Ming Dynasty records describe bodies stripped of clothing, trees stripped of bark, a crater where a neighborhood had been. The official explanation? An accidental gunpowder ignition. But witnesses at the time described something rising from below before the explosion. Something luminous. The Wanggongchang explosion is documented, verified, and quite real. What caused it has never been fully explained. Before the wall could be repaired in the weeks that followed, witnesses near the Tianjin section reported seeing shapes moving beneath the ground, luminous and wrongly jointed. The area was sealed off for 3 years. New wall sections were built, much deeper. New ceremonial practices were established along the wall, daily rituals performed by monks that the Chinese government still won't explain why. Those monks weren't praying for protection. No, no. They were performing containment rituals, specific patterns, specific sounds, specific timings aligned with lunar cycles. The declassified Soviet reports from the 1950s mentioned Soviet scientists noticing electromagnetic anomalies that spiked during these ceremonies as if something was being suppressed. As if the rituals were creating a pressure ceiling. That's the true function of the wall. Not military defense, biological containment. In 2014, a Chinese engineer working on restoration projects near the Simitai section east of Badaling toward Shanheguan Pass reported to an international colleague that deep ground-penetrating radar showed massive chambers beneath the wall, not caverns. Chambers with geometrically precise walls, some connected to others by tunnels. When the engineer tried to publish his findings, his credentials were revoked. He now works in private industry under a different name. He gave exactly one interview in 2019 on condition of anonymity. He said, "They don't want us to know it's occupied." The biological specimens that Dr. Huang studied, the hybrid calcium-silicon structures, they didn't form naturally over millennia. They formed within decades, possibly within years, suggesting rapid growth, suggesting active biological processes, suggesting things down there weren't just ancient fossils. Nope. They were living. They were changing. They were adapting. Every 50 to 70 years, there's a surge in what Chinese officials classify as geological instability along the wall. Increased seismic readings, increased electromagnetic fluctuations, and even equipment failures. Then comes renovation, then come the monks, then comes containment, then comes silence. Then the pattern repeats. The most recent cycle occurred in 2019. The Chinese government launched what they called structural reinforcement of the wall across multiple provinces simultaneously. Unusual for a unified government strategy on a structure that old and distributed, but necessary if something beneath was becoming more active, if pressures were building, if the seal was weakening. Satellite imagery from 2019 and 2020 shows excavation equipment deployed at night in sections of the wall closed to tourists. Ground-penetrating radar data obtained through sources we can't identify publicly shows deeper foundations were installed, reinforced concrete, fresh construction at depths that serve no structural purpose. Well, not for a defensive wall anyway. Here's where the moral weight becomes inescapable. The Great Wall of China isn't a historical monument. No, no. It's a prison. And we're living on top of it. Millions of tourists visit annually, walking the same rammed earth and stone that Qin Shi Huang's laborers and General Qi Jiguang's soldiers once built. Hikers traverse sections from Juyongguan Pass to the beacon towers near Badaling, directly above chambers that still show signs of biological activity. The wall that was built to contain something that existed in a state between animal and mineral, between fully biological and something else entirely, is showing signs of strain. The Chinese government knows this. The declassified documents seem to prove it. The patterns of renovation prove it. The cover-up of every scientist who got too close proves it. And every year, the wall gets older. Every year, the seal weakens. Every year, the reinforcements get more urgent. The real trap here isn't just that you've been lied to about what the wall is. No, no. The trap is that the wall was built for a reason. Not to keep the Mongol invasions out. Not to stop Genghis Khan at the Shanheguan Pass. To keep something in that we still don't yet fully understand. Something that doesn't follow the rules of the ecosystem we recognize. Something that adapted to exist below the surface. Something that periodically tries to rise. And something that an ancient civilization, from Qin Shi Huang's engineers to Ming Dynasty monks, they all decided long before modern science that this something required an endless monument of containment. And, well, now, you can't unknow this. Tracy, out.
If this story didn't sit right with you, good. You're not here to be comforted. You're here to see what others overlook. Thanks for exploring some unapproved thinking. Learn more at someunapprovedthinking.com. New episodes drop weekly. Subscribe, share, and keep questioning, because the pattern's still playing out. And next time, we're going deeper.